You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Ben McNair talks to his father, Jonathan McNair, about creativity.
So we talk a lot, but we don't always talk intentionally. So today I think I want to ask you about your art in your creative process and the things that you explore in your work.
So I started in music lessons as a kid, you know, like 6 years old, and my first piano teacher had me compose little songs. I don't remember any of them except for one about a silly kitten that we had at home. In high school, it was between music and science because I thought science was really fascinating. And for a while, I really thought I was going to be a scientist. But I don't know, music just drew me in, and it was like I found that I could think in musical terms. So in other words, music became a kind of a natural language, not in the same sense as words, mm-hmm. but a way of thinking, a way of hearing and understanding, and in a way of embracing the world or engaging with the world. And so I think because of that, it just seemed like the natural thing to do.
So I want you to think about a piece of your work. This might be a really hard question. The one that you think is the most powerful or the most successful or the one that you're most proud of. What about that went really well?
Okay, that question immediately brought to mind a piece I wrote for violin and piano called Digressions. And it wasn't written about anything in particular. I wasn't trying to address a social justice issue in that one. I wasn't responding to poetry in that one. I wasn't writing about a dog in that one. I was just thinking about music.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how the creative process works sometimes, because it's like you can, you know, set aside time to like be creative and nothing happens, and then randomly in the shower you have this thought that just changes the entire direction of what you're doing, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, you have to come at it frequently. You can't just leave it for a once in a while thing. You know, if you engage with creativity on a regular basis, creativity is more likely to visit you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was fortunate growing up to have opportunity to be creative and experimental and was making stuff all the time. Had a lot of autonomy, I think, in that realm.
Yeah, you did.
Had to, in some regard, because y'all were real busy.
True.
So, you know, Andrew and I had to keep ourselves occupied, and fortunately, we found productive ways for that. You know, he was, like, playing sports with his friends, and I was, like, making necklaces. So
and mosaics. And I mean, even as a little kid, I remember sitting on the floor with you and coloring with you when you were, mm-hmm. like, 2 years old and 3 years old, and you were painting and kind of, you made these amazing things as a little kid.
Yeah.
It was always there, your creativity.
Yeah.
We are proud of you. I am proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of because I admire the person that you are. I enjoy being with you and talking with you.
Thank you.
And hanging out with you. And
yeah, we have a good time.
We do.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
That was Jonathan and Ben McNair. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. The series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.